Welcome to Lymphoma and Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Laurie Sen from the British Columbia Cancer Agency at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And to begin, I asked her about a recent case sent to me by a community-based oncologist, Dr. Ranju Gupta.
This patient is presenting with quite a dramatic presentation of what appears to be a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. So they have acute onset of symptoms. They have widespread involvement. And one of the interesting things here is that they have quite a number of unusual extranodal sites. So certainly we know that diffuse large B-cell lymphoma can go anywhere, but you know the majority of patients present with nodal-based disease. It can involve the bone marrow and sometimes extranodal sites, but every now and then we see patients that have widespread involvement and numerous extranodal sites. And we know that those patients do generally have more aggressive behaving disease, and the number of extranodal sites does portend a poorer prognosis. So when I see a new patient like this, I want to make sure that I'm gathering all the information right from the beginning. Of course, they need to be fully staged, but most importantly, we need to understand what the pathology really shows. So most importantly right now, what we do understand is that FISH testing is highly important to separate out the small but relevant group of patients that we call double hit lymphoma. So it's recommended that all patients with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma have FISH testing for BCL2, MYC, and BCL6, and particularly the dual translocation of MYC and BCL2 has really been shown to be associated with a poor prognosis, and most physicians are starting to treat those patients differently because what we do recognize is that R-CHOP is probably not going to be good enough for them.